Hello, we are reading the introduction to the book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam, continuing in item
65.
Hence, we could ask, why then is it forbidden to disagree with the first in the revealed Torah? It is because, as far as the practical part of the mitzvot is concerned, it is to the contrary. The first were more complete in them than the last, since the act extends from the holy vessels of the Sefirot, and the secrets of the Torah and the Te'amim of the Mitzvah extend from the lights in the Sefirot. You already know that there is an inverse relation between lights and vessels. In the vessels, the higher ones grow first, which is why the earlier ones were more complete in the practical part than the latter ones. But with the lights, the lower ones enter first. So the last are more complete than the first.
Understood? Questions? Can we read again? We'll read it again.
Again, number 65. Hence, we could ask, why then is it forbidden to disagree with the first in the revealed Torah? It is because, as far as the practical part of the mitzvot is concerned, it is to the contrary. The first were more complete in them than the last, since the act extends from the holy vessels of the Sefirot, and the secrets of the Torah and the Te'amim, the flavors of the Mitzvah, extend from the lights and the Sefirot. You already know that there is an inverse relation between lights and vessels. In the vessels, the higher ones grow first, which is why the earlier ones were more complete in the practical part than the latter ones. But with the lights, the lower ones enter first. So the last are more complete than the first.
Questions?
No.
רב, החלקים כאילו במשהו, כל דבר...
The parts are understood, but the way it all connects, could you explain? Because here and there, I understand, but how is one thing connected to the other? I don't understand.
What is he talking about here? Well, who can say? Yes, who's there?
He's speaking about bestowing on the degree of Bina, and then the way the more coarse vessels get completed to receive in order to bestow.
Again, I didn't understand.
He says that the first ones attained the degree of Bina, and the last ones added their coarseness of the lower vessels in receiving in order to bestow.
Yes.
Here in this introduction, now we're coming closer to the most important part of the article, where he speaks about internality and externality, that there's nothing more important than studying Zohar in Kabbalah. And here he's comparing between the first vessels and what we were saying about the opposite value of lights and vessels. He's saying here that we can't ask about the first ones that came and performed connection. For us, it's more important, the internality. So he's comparing between the vessels. That's why he's mentioning it here. But I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
He asks a question here that isn't even clear. Why you can't ask about the first ones in the revealed Torah? I don't understand what he means.
That in the revealed Torah, the first ones were more powerful than the last ones.
Who are the first? Our forefathers?
Yes.
And the revealed Torah, what is that?
The revealed Torah is that which is revealed from the Torah.
The upper light that was revealed?
Yes.
So what's the question? Why you can't disagree with the first on the revealed Torah?
Because it was more disclosed to them.
But what does it mean you're not allowed to disagree? You're forbidden to disagree. What does that mean?
I don't know. Do you know Hebrew or not?
I don't understand this sentence.
You cannot dispute someone or something. You shouldn't argue with him.
I can't argue that he discovered the revealed Torah.
About all the things that have to do with the revealed Torah, we have no possibility of arguing with the first ones. Yes.
I think that in order to understand this item,
so
we should read the previous paragraph in order to understand that and the explanation.
Okay, we'll read it in a moment. And you?
Rav Shalta, kilo lma umedaber po.
You asked what he's talking about here. So we're speaking about the general paltzuf, rosh toch sof, of the soul of Adam Rishon. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, we belong to the guf, the body. Not the guf, the sof. We are nehi, right? The last vessels.
No.
So our work is only with the vessels of nehi. We don't feel the toch. And the Rosh. We don't feel those vessels, right? So what is our work in the connection, the vessels with Nei? We're working in our degree.
We need to fill the whole partsuf of Adam Rishon with all its lights that are needed. They need to be filled.
So we're not only filling the inner paltzuf in Nehi, we're also... Adam has approach to the whole Rosh Toch Sof?
We'll see. I don't know.
And that's what I'm asking. That's the question.
Yes, eventually the complete corrected Adam has access to all Rosh Toch Sof in Adam Rishon.
The forefathers are the purest vessels that paved the path. There's nothing to speak about their importance. But why does he write that the first ones were completed more than the last ones?
They were closer according to their vessels.
Why more? If the most coarse vessels, if it's screens, it should be more.
You're correct because of the inverse relationship between lights and vessels. But according to the approach, the axis, then the first ones were finer. They were filled with lights. That's why it was easier for them to understand, feel, attain what the Torah speaks about.
So thanks to them, without them, we wouldn't be able to.
No, where are we? We're garbage. But after them, in incorporating with them, then we too will do something. Yes.
What he's saying about the opposite value of lights and vessels is clear, but it's not clear why. Because I'll say what I understood here, that according to the vessels, meaning the pure vessels, Ketach, Chokhmah, and so on, according to that, that revealed Torah is measured. That's why the first ones were stronger about that. But according to the lights, the concealed Torah came. And that is only revealed in our generation, much stronger in our generation. But why? Why are the vessels called the revealed Torah and the lights are called the concealed Torah?
It's not like that. When we start to correct the vessels, then Ket, the Chokhmah, Binah, etc. are filled that way. That's in accordance with the equivalence of those vessels with the light that arrives.
But
if you are talking about the activation of the lights and the one that draws those lights, then it's the coarser, last vessels that come close to the action, then they, with their ego, create more reflected light, and therefore they draw the lights. They, it's specifically them. Then you end up having an inverse relationship between the lights and the vessels.
Why is the beginning of the action called revealed and the end of the action called concealed Torah?
Because that's how it's being revealed. It gets revealed this way according to the action. According to the coarseness, the will to receive, where the lighter vessels are revealed first and the heavier vessels are being revealed last.
But supposedly the last vessels should have also revealed the revealed Torah and the concealed way more than the first ones because they have more lights. They're using much more coarse vessels. So why is it forbidden? The whole question that he starts, that it's forbidden to disagree with the first and the revealed Torah. Why? If the vessels fill with greater lights, there's...
No. They did not discover upon themselves the method, the path. They just participated.
So they accepted it more.
Yes. That's it? We have another one we forgot.
Maybe you can explain the answer he gives on why it's forbidden to disagree. So what we just read is that about completing the deeds of the mitzvot, the first one were more complete than the last ones. Because the deed comes from the holy parts. What is the practical part of the mitzvot?
The vessels entered in the first generations, and the lights enter in the last generations.
So why is that called the practical part of the mitzvah?
According to the vessels.
We learn that the deed is connection. Is there a different deed? What are we talking about here?
An action is connection. Okay, well,
I'm asking, so why were the first ones more completed than the last ones?
The first ones were more completed than the last ones because they had a more refined, lighter desire to receive. And therefore, they connect. The last ones connect because they have in them a great coarseness. And then they have a problem to connect. But when they connect, then they come to what comes to those lights, to those vessels. There are big lights. That's it.
That's clear that the first were more pure, resembled the light, the quality of bestowal, but it's not clear. I heard you say many times that how to behave in a certain state. You said there was never such a state, so I don't know how to answer. Or the first time in this state in history.
Well,
so there's things that we must do, and we even discover that they never happened before.
We are working with vessels that were never in use.
So why can't we disagree with the first ones if we're discovering new states?
The first ones were more connected to the lights, and we are more connected to the vessels. That's it.
We learn that the vessel is what determines.
Yes, but because there's an inverse relationship, then even though we are the last ones, we don't have the forces to correct the upper vessels. That's what happens.
In our practice, we're working in tens. We're doing many things that were never done.
There was no need. There was no need in the first generations to do all kinds of actions that we're doing.
So in our generation, there is need in all these innovations and changes.
Yes.
So why is it forbidden to disagree in the first ones in the deeds if our generation needs a change and an innovation and new methods? And
I can't explain it. I don't know.
Ken.
Yes.
First of all, thank you, because now things become a lot more clear. We gave a lesson yesterday to students that are on the path for a month, and you always ask about the first Kabbalists who attained, and now it's all connecting, because it says it is forbidden to disagree, meaning you can compare our place to the first ones, because our whole goal, also the first ones, that we do all the work. They help the system advance. And yesterday, it's like it's repeating itself with new students. You always have that scrutiny in order to understand it. And here it all connects together.
Nice. No, there was someone else there.
No. Ken.
Well, yes.
I also understood that the first ones did their part to help the system advance, and we can't negate their work and say it's not that you're actually slicing off the branch you're sitting on. And our generation is more about internal work and the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yes, okay.
So the question is, in our generation, that's why it doesn't have to do the external actions like the internal ones, right? Or if they add it, so it adds, but you don't have to.
No, it doesn't have to. Okay, so.
כן.
Yes.
רב, האם אפשר לומר שה...
Can we say that the first Kabbalists, since they were closer and more pure, so the work of the heart was more clear to them, meaning the work of the Creator?
Yes,
exactly. And because we are a lot more complex and diverse, so the wisdom here is revealed. It's shining more, the light that expands in the lower vessels. That's why the wisdom, as he writes, is revealed more. Because the system is becoming more complex on behalf of the will to receive. So is it right that the vessels, it's more work in the heart, and the wisdom is what expands in those vessels?
Yes.
No.
Or before Passover, before the Exodus, and he says that a handmaid saw more than Yechezkel the prophet. So what is the miracle compared to the regular state he's explaining here that happened in the Exodus, that we should learn from it in order to take it to more connection? What was the miracle? In lights and vessels that caused the force to come out of Egypt.
We'll advance and we'll see. We will advance and we will see. Yes.
Rav, רציתי להוסיף על...
I wanted to add on what we read that I'm not sure if it's right, but
שרבי יהודה הנשיא הוא חתם את המשניות.
רבי יהודה הנשיא ended the משניות and told him it was possible to add writings. And he, from him and onward, it was only possible to elaborate on it, but not to add new things. Is that what he meant here?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay, what are we learning in the third part of the lesson?
The gate of intentions.
Please.